Welcome to the Monday Nooner Senior Hockey Top 10 show for this week. Lots of banners to talk about. The prestigious double banner, first one of this season, handed out in senior hockey in the province. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to bring you the Senior Hockey Top 10 Countdown, brought to you by General Well Servicing Day Group of Companies out in Southeast Saskatchewan. And of course, this show, just like all of our other shows, brought to you by the King of Trucks, worth the drive, every time guaranteed. Kindersley, Rosetown, Watrous at Manitou, and Selby, Saskatchewan. Their locations, Mainline, GM, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. I've got Millsy and Shane with me this week. Fellas, how's she going?
Real good, buddy. Real good.
Great. Been a great week, Boz. I just wanted to say, on the heels, I think I got to sound like Shink. On the heels of that, the GM store, I just wanted to mention this, 0% financing on the GM trucks. Chrysler's still like 18 grand off MSRP. I'm sure there's a lot more you could look at and go see at all those dealerships, but I just want to mention those two things off the hop here.
Always truck season.
Yeah.
Truck, pull, boat, camper season just around the corner. It is always pickup truck season at the King of Trucks for sure. All right, fellas, let's get right into it. Let's start the show this week with the provincial rundown. The provincial A banner was handed out on the weekend, Sunday, game two. After a quick sweep of the Lumsden Monarchs, the Keniston Blizzards are Provincial A champions. Millsy, your thoughts? You were at game two. I know you weren't at game one. I know you probably talked to some folks who were, but just your take on the series and the Blizz, their first ever time in A, getting it done.
Yeah, it like we talked to Bembridge in that interview, it starts out a really good game, back and forth, 0-0 after one. Lumsden, or Keniston gets up a couple, Lumsden comes back, and all of a sudden, we got a one-goal game going into the third period. And we were kind of chatting in there, and it's, what, 5-5 with about 10 minutes left, Boz, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked down to send a text to a buddy to let him know the score, and all of a sudden, I looked up, and it was 7-5, and then 8-5, and the wheels just fell off. I'm not sure what was going on in the Lumsden defensive zone, but, yeah, the wheels fell.
Did Lumsden run out of juice? Like just playing around Lake those three games, like they're pretty beat up is from what I heard. I saw some pictures of some pretty bruised up arms and stuff like that. Were they done? Like, were they out of gas, Millsy?
I would think so. And I made a little note about that, Belts. You got to think of the gauntlet that they, like we talked about it yesterday with Garrett, the gauntlet that Keniston ran. Yeah. But how about the one that Lumsden went through? They play the defending champs in Drake in the first round, right? So that's not an easy first round matchup. Nope. They get by them. Then they got to go through Balcarres, right? They get a three game series with a league nemesis, Balcarres. Then they draw Round Lake and lose game one and have to go into a atmosphere that was rowdy, to say the least, at the start, and win a big game in game two and then come home and kind of take it in game three. Lose a close one in game one against Keniston on Saturday night. And I, like you said, Belts, I think they just ran out of gas, juice, and maybe a little bit of the playoffs and provincials just got to the boys.
Yeah, like I was talking to one of the boys today, and they were saying, I think with this, with their league stuff coming up, it's like, it's been like eight games in 10 days, something like that, like something crazy like that. So that's a ton of, and these aren't young guys, like these aren't 17, 18 year old guys, right? These are men that are getting up. They're going to work typically the next day. They got, lots of these guys got kids. So it's a grind, but hats off to Lumsden too. Like that's a.
Yeah. I do want to give a shout out to them boys too, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And back to the Blizz double banner. We'll talk about it. Sask Valley Hockey League champions tonight just ended before we hit record here. So double banner for the third year in a row. They did it in senior D, they did it in senior C, and they've done it in senior A. Millsy, just talk about your thoughts on that accomplishment. Six banners in 3 years with that U of S Huskies alumni wagon.
The pipeline to Keniston, hey?
Exactly.
Well, like I said, winning never gets old. It's you don't win very easily in this, and it's a great accomplishment for those 18, 20 guys that have done that now over the last couple of years. So
Grandma Blizz is guzzling. Like, they may as well just shut Keniston down this week, right? Like, Wednesday, they're going to be guzzling tonight. Wednesday's a write-off. Just shut her down. Everyone's got Good Friday off. Just close the town. We'll reopen in a couple weeks.
Yeah, so we caught up. This interview was on Monday night. We caught up with Captain of the Blizz, Garrett Bembridge, seasoned vet, 42-year-old forward for the Blizz. So we had a chance to catch up with him Monday before they won the league. We talked about what it would mean to win the double banner. Obviously, they've done that since the interview. Great little chat with him. And this interview, going to give a little shout out to the Super Draft out in Keniston, the biggest hockey pool in the world. One of the most exciting ones for sure. $80,000 in prize money to be won in the popular playoff Super Draft and Super 8 NHL League hockey pool. I know their regular season one just winding up. They had over $90,000 in prize money for the regular season. So get involved with the playoff pool. If you didn't get one of those sheets in the mail, I'm sure you can pick them up or print them off somewhere. Or you can go online to get more information. Superdraft.com. It's always Keniston Super Draft season. Let's go over to the interview with Captain of the Blizz, Garrett Bembridge. The Captain of the Blizz, Garrett Bembridge, joins us. First off, congratulations. How's it feel today?
It feels good. Thanks for having me. It was a pretty special night in Keniston last night. Obviously, it's like I said a couple times in the series before, it's just, you know, under 300 people, and you know, it's going to eight provincials and, you know, kind of do what we did. And it was a special night there for sure. And a lot of fans out, and it was a lot of family. It was just, yeah, it was an incredible experience.
So the game ended like 24 hours. We're recording this on Monday, 24 hours ago. How much sleep have you had?
Well, it was an early game, so 6, so that was a bonus. But yeah, we actually got out there pretty early, being Sunday night. So a lot of guys had to work. A lot of guys called in sick, but I got 3 young kids, so I was 7. They didn't care. At 7:15, they were raring to go and screaming and yelling. And so yeah, it was full on going, get them to school, run around groceries. So, but I got lucky. I had a little tiny nap in the afternoon. But yeah, it wasn't too bad being an early game and on a Sunday. So it was, I still don't feel great, I'll tell you that right now.
What did you guys do last night? What was the, just sat in the dressing room? What'd you guys?
Obviously celebrating the room, you know, popping the champagne, get that sprayed on the old baby duck, the classic. Just tastes garbage, but it, you know, I'll tell you what, it tastes good all the time after winning there. But yeah, we sat in there for a while. Then obviously we had a lot of fans down in our kind of the lounge down there in Keniston. So we all went down there and, you know, brought the trophy, brought the speaker. But then kind of got into down there. GM said kind of open bar. So it kind of, everyone started to let loose a little bit, but. We just kind of stayed around there.
Perfect.
Any injuries that guys are playing through throughout the playoffs? You know, that sometimes goes in, you know, junior hockey, pro hockey, and a lot of your guys is probably removed from that. So any injuries guys are playing through?
It's not bad this year. It was kind of like Vegas when they won the cup, like just with our depth and the amount that we can roll. But, you know, there was a lot of bangs up. Connor Gay took that stick in the mouth. So he was wearing the bubble there, but he had it cut like all the way up top. And so he was,
I heard it went right through his cheek.
Yeah, up through underneath. And We're like, are you coming back out? And he's like, it will stop bleeding. So we kind of knew. And then he went to get some stitches up there. But I mean, just the standard bumps and bruises. You know, guys are blocking shots, laying on the line. So, but nothing crazy. So we got, like I said, we got pretty lucky. And I think that just kind of sets with our depth. We just were able to go, you know, not play out guys basically.
Well, you still got a league banner to chase too, right? So obviously the work is not done. Going for back to back double banners. So
yeah, we're going, yeah, the elusive triple. We're going triple league, triple provincials. So that was a little bit of a last night too. You know, guys actually had that in their mind. They're like, hey, we still got one more to go. So we gotta play Dinsmore tomorrow. They're a heck of a hockey team. They played a great game to bring it to game 4 there. We lost in Dinsmore. So, you know, they got a lot of high power. They got a heck of a goaltender. So there's still one more waiting to go.
Talk about the decision to go A. Was that like a by committee kind of decision? Executive, talk about the decision to jump up to A. Keniston's never gone A before, as we've talked about. So talk about that decision.
It was, yeah, it kind of stemmed from Chad Furby, John Sununik, and Chad Stuhl, kind of the staff, the higher up the management there. And then, you know, they talk with, you know, a couple of us older guys. They've been around for a while, Jakubowski, Gay. We kind of had a group thread saying, hey, why not? Like, we won C. We heard there was going to be no B. So we're like, let's do it. Like, this team, we have some connections with, you know, who we thought we're going to maybe bring in if we get that opportunity to go to A. But we're like, hey, we won D1C, why not? Like, let's take a shot at it. We thought we had the horses to do it. And, you know, kind of turns out we made some great moves to bring in the right guys. And, you know, we put a good foot forward.
That's where I was just going to go to, Garrett, is the couple of guys you guys brought in with Haynes and Dooley on the back end, and then Durand and Bimal up front. Was there anybody else that wasn't?
No, we brought in, Dooley is with us for the league as well, but he's just being that he's kind of coming in. He didn't play a lot during the season. He's been there for almost every game. But, yeah, we knew what we were getting with Haynes. He went out with us last year. Like, just an absolute stud back there. Just hard nose, you know, tough to get around offensively, always up in the play as well. What we brought with Durand, Durant's won 3 Provincial A titles with Drake. He's been to a couple with Waldheim. What he brings with his leadership, and he's been there, he's won it, right? So, and then you bring Bommel in, just an absolute, you know, weapon up front, just speed. But those guys, what they did on our PK, they came in knowing that, hey, we're going to play limited minutes, and they were okay with it. And that's just the guys we knew that we brought in, the right core guys. We knew what they're going to do, and these guys are just, they're awesome for us. And we couldn't have asked for better guys coming in.
Saw a few tweets that said it was always the Blizz, but you guys had some close calls, like 3 games with Lanigan. Kindersley, you lost game 1. Didn't you win game 2 in double overtime? You're like a puck off the skate away from getting bounced in 2 to Kindersley. Like, you had some, it was a tough road, right?
It was a tough road. I mean, we got lucky. We didn't have to play that first one. But no, like Lanigan, a highly skilled team, good bat on the back end, Griba coming in. Like, you just, you know, he showed some of those NHL, you know, plays just with the stick was and everything. And they fought hard to the end. And Kindersley, yeah, like double overtime cable with a heck of a shot. But that was a great game. That was a battle. And even when we went into Kindersley, that game was tight. We just kind of, our depth helped at the very end just to get that last little bit there. But yeah, it was hard fought all the way. Like, this year in A, even coming into going, like, you could see, like, the lineup, the brackets is like, whoever wins it, like, it's going to be a grind. And it definitely was.
We talked about that at the start of our show here and the senior show here of the A winner. There's going through a gauntlet of whichever side it was. It didn't matter who it was. So, hey, again, congrats to you guys. I guess one more for me here is, what was the talk after game 1 Saturday night against Lumsden, and then kind of going into game 2 last night? Did you guys have a good feeling? Where were things at? Like, were you?
I know. I think the big thing was 2 years ago, there's obviously a, you know, core group of a lot of us in there that we had beat Craig at home, and I don't know, we beat Craig on the road and we're coming back home. So, and it wasn't the right mind frame. Guys are like, hey, let's, you know, we're celebrating like this. We're going to bring these drinks in after and this and this and this. And then we lost the game and we went back to Craig, ended up winning. But so right after that game, it was like instantly we're like, hey, this isn't done. This is a heck of a team. They're coming back. They ain't going to roll over. And you could see that throughout the game, but it was like, none of this. Let's keep it even keeled, not too high, not too low. And it's like, we really were focused in. We had a good feeling. We had the team. We thought we could do it. I'm not even getting started on Peterson and what he's done in the playoffs for us. The kid is an absolute weapon out there, like, for what he's done. But we had a good feeling, but obviously they weren't going to roll over. And they got a heck of a team, Lumsden. Like, that one line at 4 and now Haywood, and like, they just nonstop at us. So it was, we had a better mindset being that we did that before. We didn't want to, you know, put the cart before the horse type thing. So,
Do you feel kind of left out because you didn't play for the U of S Huskies?
You took a picture after on the ice. I was like,
it's 10 guys.
There. I even go, Dooley, get out of there. He goes, I play Huskies. I'm like, oh, yeah, my bad. So, yeah, I said, I was like, okay, well, I University of Phoenix Online, where's my picture? Do I get anybody else? But yeah, like, and that just shows, like, the group of that guy, like, they all hang out after, they're all together. And that's what started, you know, 4 or 5 years ago when I came and we brought Jakubowski in, and then it started, and we just came with, those guys came with the attitude of, hey, we're not going to chase, you know, all the money everywhere. We're going to come with this core group of guys and we're here to win and we're going to build on that. And I think those guys, like, what they've done, and, you know, to Gay and to Catch and everybody there, like, it's incredible. Those guys are a phenomenal group of young kids. That's for sure. I'm pretty lucky to be part of that, of those guys. But yeah, no, I felt left out for sure.
You are, you're 42?
Yeah.
Couple more years or what?
Well, I don't know. I got to keep it down. I might get mad up this year. I was saying, I'm like, wow, I mean, we just won three. Do we go for another? Do we go for B and try to wipe the board? No one's kind of done that before, but I don't know. It's body's pretty sore today, and the throat, the cigars after and everything. It's, I got lucky enough to have to work today, but yeah, no, it's hard on, but I mean, once you get that winning feeling, it's addictive. It's tough. It's for sure.
Well, it doesn't come easy, right? Like, as you know, and as you've seen, it's, you win it and you cherish it. So good on you.
Absolutely.
I guess one more I got is, so we were at the game. Boz and I happened to be at the game.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, 0-0. You guys go up two, up three. Lumsden comes back. It's back and forth. One goal up in the third period. And then I turned and I sent a buddy a text. And I'm like, oh, it's whatever. It's 4-4 with 10 minutes left, or 5-5 with 10 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like, going to be a heck of an ending. And I think before I hit send, you guys scored. I'm like, okay. And all of a sudden it was like two more, three more. But what was the feeling on the bench when you guys, where was the sort of the aha moment of, hey, we're going to drink from the cup tonight, fellas?
It was, you know, we're up 3-0. It was a good 5. I was like, hey, guys. But it was one of those things where, like, we know what these guys can do offensively. We've heard about it. You know, it's like, we can't get too high on it. And then it was like, yeah, 3-2, 3-3. We made it 4-3, 4-4, 5-5. They got one off the side. And I was like, oh, like, man, we're in one. But it's still, we just kept that even keel kind of mentality. And then all of a sudden it became the the Jordan DeCatch, Connor Gay, Levi Cable show. Like, we were sitting back and I was just like, it was 5-5 and it was 10-5. Like, what just happened? But those guys, like, what they did is just, it says volumes to what they did throughout the year and everything. They stepped up in big games all through the season. All last year, Gay had 5 in the final game against Essen. Like, the guy just knows how to do it. And to catch, like, just an absolute beast. One of the hardest guys to take off the puck I've ever seen.
That goal under the bar. The sixth goal was unreal. In the
corner, it's insane. Like, you can't get it off him. And just the, oh, yeah, here's a goal. I was like, these guys. Like, it was just sat back, hopped on there on the back of those guys. And they did. And the rest of the guys were like, hey, they're going. We got to, nobody else is scoring. So we just, you know, played back and let them just do their thing. But yeah, they were incredible. It was a magical ride, that's for sure.
Okay, last one. What's the tell our listeners quick who Grandma Blizz is, because she's getting some love again this year.
She's my grandma. I'm the oldest of the grandkids, but that was kind of the reason why, you know, I came back and started playing with Keniston, is I had the cousins, you know, Leighton Jewell, Logan McVay, Eric Asbjornis, my cousin Chance, who's my brother, is the next one under me, and then my cousin Chance, and he's the coach. So we all kind of came there, but yeah, she's at every game. She comes on the road, she hops in with you know, Layton's mom, or my mom's in town, she'll come. So she's at all the games. It's just, we kind of came to see the Grandma Blizz, and yeah, she's loving it. She's in every picture, and you know, what a cool thing for her to have. And it's so special for us too, like, to be able to play with cousins and in front of friends and family. We took a big family photo after, and people are looking back like, what is going on here? But it was every, you know, wife, my wife wasn't there, she's home with the kids, but yeah, like, aunt and uncles.
So you guys are all first cousins?
Yeah. So all like, yeah. So McVeigh's, you know, they got the ties there, and Jules's. So yeah, it's all stems from Grandma Blizz.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. Yeah. Congratulations again. And good luck against Dinsmore. By the time this comes out, the series might be over. We'll see if the Blizz can double back.
Yeah. Nobody can have any more.
Hopefully the 2-day hangover doesn't get the boys. I know you're in your 40s. You probably
get a little taste of that winning, get that taste. And it's like, oh yeah, we want that again. So no, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on, for sure.
Job. Thanks.
All right, Garrett Bembridge, captain of the Keniston Blizzards, double banner champion, Senior A. What an accomplishment for the community of 287. Obviously, some serious talent, like he talked about, coming in to the Senior A roster. But I think it was important to Keniston to keep that league team together, add, obviously, the guys they add, and really special for that community. So, yeah, kudos to them. Any other thoughts there on the Blizz or Senior A?
Just, I'll just give a big congrats to those fellas. That's a well-deserved year of battling.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll talk about the Valley a little bit more in detail, but known as the Champions League, and one of the other teams in the Champs League is the Kyle Elks. They are down 1-0 in the Senior C Provincial Final, a 7-4, I think it was, loss at home to the Wilkie Outlaws. It was 4-4 at one point in that game. The Outlaws pulled away. I had boots in Rollo at the Rollo Alumni Rec Hockey Pisser. Fun weekend out there. So I didn't see any of the game. I was just following up Twitter for updates. Millsy, you got anything on that one?
Just Phil Heilman sent me a couple little updates, and he was boots on the ground in Kyle, and he said Kyle plays with an edge. They got a couple of guys that don't mind to bounce around and fly around a little bit. So he mentioned that, and then he said that booting was really good for them. But the key was Wilkie's lunch pail guys, as he stated it. And he wanted to shout out to Brett Schell, Mitch Sukin, and Mike Sittler. Those
couple
guys.
Couple of mockers for sure.
Couple of guys went to work for them. But he also mentioned, which I did not realize who Wilkie picked up and different for their provincial run, was two McDonald brothers, Austin and Karsten. They played in Turtleford. And I did not realize that that Wilkie added those two guys.
Yeah, those were their additions for sure. I remember Austin playing for the Lloyd Bobcats when I was working at 95.9 Lloyd FM. He plays everything country back in the day. So he was on the Bobcats. That was about 2013, 2014, playing Junior A.
Yeah. And he wanted to give a shout out to Ricky Say, who I think we've seen a lot, mentioned a lot on this pod. He just keeps doing what he's doing for the Outlaws. And I think he was looking to shut her down this year and didn't. And I think the Outlaws are probably thankful for that. So should be a pretty good and exciting game two back in Wilkie on Friday night at 7:30.
Yeah, another one of those teams going for two banners. As we record this, no result yet for their game five, but we'll talk about that and have an update at the end of this show. And when you hear this, it'll be wrapped up. But another one of those perennial powerhouses in the Wilkie Outlaws looking at win Provincial C at home this Easter weekend. Game three, if necessary, would be back in Kyle on the weekend as well. Senior D, the Macklin Mohawks, a surprise to some from what I was told, make it to their first provincial final. And what was it like? It was quite a few years. It wasn't as frequent as I had maybe thought. I saw they tweeted out it had been a little while. They get a game one win in overtime. Hell of a game against Redvers. Their player of the game was Tyler Bear with the OT winner. 2-day trip for Redvers up to Macklin. They went the day before, stayed overnight somewhere because it's 750 kilometer trek. So Macklin gets the win at home, games two and three this weekend in Redvers. What do you got on that series, Millsy?
Not a lot, other than, like you just mentioned, the long trip. So it'll be interesting to see what the game plan in the Macklin dressing room is this weekend with those guys going Saturday, Sunday. So Friday's the holiday. Are they going to follow the Red vs. Rockets path and drive and stay in Regina on Friday night, finish the trip on Saturday? Who knows? It'll be interesting to see, but I still think she's going to, I think it's going game three. It'll be, I think Red vs. pulls out game two, and then it'll come down to a 3 o'clock game on Sunday for game three to decide the marbles.
On Easter. The Sabbath. Yes. He is risen for sure. 15 years since the Mohawks have been to a provincial final. So yeah, it's exciting for both of those communities. Any word, Millsy, on obviously some strong Rokenville Tiger connections on Redvers. They're in the middle of a provincial or league final in the Sask East. Will they be available to the Rockets this weekend? Do you know the answer to that?
So they're playing games three and four on Friday, Sunday, this weekend. So they'll play their league game Friday night, play a
if they win
game Saturday, if they win, and then Sunday will be a deciding which way they go. Do they go to league play or play a provincial game with Redvers?
Well, is that Sask East best of five? Because if Rokenville wins, that should free them up,
yes.
Right?
Yep, totally. Yeah, they're up.
So Rokenville's kind of dominated a little bit throughout that series. So if Rokenville can get the win, could be a 3-3 for those boys on Easter weekend. Wives and girlfriends and grandmas not going to be impressed with their attendance at the Easter supper table, but it's that time of the year.
No Easter egg hunts.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's the provincial recap, all going to be wrapped up here this weekend. It's been a fun run. I haven't seen an update on the Bracket Challenge brought to you by GB Construction, Grain Bin Direct, Crazy Charlie's Building Supplies, and GNS Marina. But the last I had checked, just to be completely open and honest with everybody, Chase Zudnich, I believe he might be a Keniston boy, is pretty much not going to be caught as far as I've been told in the Bracket Challenge. So I apologize to anybody who thinks they're in the mixer. I think Chase probably going to be the champ. Thanks to our sponsors again. A lot of fun with the Bracket Challenge this year. Couldn't do it without the sponsors. So that's the provincial recap. Going to get to the leagues here this week. We've already touched on previous weeks, obviously going way back. Maple Creek winning the White Mud. Big social coming up at the end of the month to celebrate that in Maple Creek. The Assiniboia Rebels win the Nauticue. Miota wins the Prairie. Dodsland the Crossroads. And Tisdale the Wheatland. We had talked about all those on previous shows. But let's jump into some of the leagues that have ended since the last week. Millsy, you want to take us anywhere? You got anything there?
We can go to the Long Lake and just jump in and give a kudos and shout out to the Wadena Wildcats on winning their first LLHL League Championship with a 6-3 win last Friday night. Tyson Hobbins had a hat trick and 4 points, along with Travis Statchak with a goal and two assists. Cale Zimmerman led the Monarchs with three apples. And just from a quick check of the box score, it did look like things maybe got a little out of hand at the end, and some misconduct were handed out in the third period. So a little bad blood to end off the Long Lake Hockey League Championship. But congratulations to the boys out in Wadena.
Big Six Hockey League. I don't think it wouldn't – they were neck and neck all year, but maybe not a surprise. Musiman won it, Millsy, but maybe a surprise in the fashion that it was three straight against a pesky Redverse team.
Yeah, and just looking at that, if you think of it, they lose three straight to Musiman, and then they lose game one to Macklin. Redverse is sliding. Little four-game mini slide here at the end of the year where you're not wanting that. You're wanting to build and climb the hill, not slide down. So that's a little shocking. So it'll be interesting to see how they battle back after that sweep and with the two games potentially this weekend against Macklin.
Yeah, games one and two, 3-2 finals. Game three, the decider, Musiman, goes in and wins 5-3. So congratulations to the Musiman Rangers on that championship in the Big Six, underrated league in Saskatchewan senior hockey. Some notable performances. Bud Holloway, just a stud, had 3 points for Musiman. Riker Cole had two goals in the decider. Carter Sawchuk, 3 points. Brock Trotter, a couple apples. So the big guns, Josh Elms, 3 points as well. So the big guns get it done for the Rangers when it matters most. And after a tough opening round provincial loss to Balcarres, the Musiman Rangers get a banner at the Mike Schwain Arena. So congratulations. Great year out there in the Big Six. Who's another champion we need to spotlight here?
The Twin Rivers, did we not?
Twin.
Yes.
The Birch.
Birchies.
They win game five in double overtime.
Ooh.
What a battle. They were down 2-1 in that series. So to win it, and when I last looked this morning, there was still no stats anywhere to see any
no stat line
mentions or anything. So I don't have any update on anything about that other than it was a 5-4 double OT win for the Birch Hill Blackhawks.
I'll give you a little rip on that. Tyson Novikoski breakaway to win it in double overtime.
Oh,
I heard Cody Kushnerik was fantastic in goal, making some big saves along the way for Birch Hills. So congratulations to those guys. Awesome for them. Reed Gunville named the playoff most valuable player. Congratulations to Rostern on a great run as well. Great year out there for the Wheat Kings. Over to the Sass Valley and the Keniston Blizzards. We said earlier in the interview with Bembridge, it was always the Blizz. Tough league, obviously, to win and to have, I believe, what would be a three-peat in the Sask Valley Hockey League as champions. That is a hell of a feat for the Blizz. What a wagon.
Yeah, absolutely. Millsy, like, you've watched him probably more than anybody, but like Boz says, a wagon is right. You don't get that status by not winning three in a row. So, yeah, congrats to them.
Well, and I think the thing about that, fellas, is too, is, and we heard a little bit about Garrett mentioning it in that interview. They, we've all heard, and we joke about it on here,
yeah,
the sticks and gas, all that. They, those guys stuck together, and it's so easy once you win one, and then now somebody comes calling and wants to steal guy A or guy B, and away they go for a little more money. Those guys, kudos to them, sticking out with their buddies and building a little bit of a dynasty out there.
How long does this keep rolling? And I want to draw some comparisons over to Drake. Drake seems to, like, they kind of slid this year. Did they just kind of age out and guys just kind of shut her down, or their age caught up to him? Like, is Kenniston in that realm, or are they still young enough that they're going to, you know, still keep battling here for years to come?
I think they got enough top end guys that are still young enough to compete for another couple more years. It's kind of, you made the comparison to Drake, and I'll make the comparison, and Boz can back me this, to Wilkie. You know, they won how many in a row back a few years back, and then lost one, and now they've won a couple more, but they're on their way of guys sort of, as you'd say, aging out a bit.
Yeah.
Blizz got that pipeline to the Huskies, though. Just got to stay involved with the Huskies alumni skate.
Just keep firing them down.
Off the luncheon.
You know what?
Merle Belcher.
You know what they say about university hockey players? We get older, they stay the same age. They age out of university, and the Blizz are right there to scoop them up. But yeah, impressive feat in such a small town and an old school, small town barn. Haven't been there many times, but man, what an atmosphere inside that rink. So congratulations again.
Hey, and Boz, how about $5 beers in the lounge? Can't go wrong.
You know, I only had one. I had to do the old driver guy, but I will say the chicken, popcorn chicken poutine I had for $6 was unreal. Like, top it shelf. Was top shelf, pound for pound, the best poutine I've had this winter. $6. Yeah. So, and a good burger too. I really went all in on the deep fried grub out there, but it was fantastic. So thanks to the hospitality out there in Kenniston. My only recommendation would be to get some new speakers, because we were standing in the far corner back there and you couldn't understand anything. Had to, you know, 50-50 announcements or goal scores, assists, whatever. It was mumbling. Goal score. Yeah, you couldn't get any.
With triple banners the last couple of years, three years in a row here with double banners, you think they can upgrade the – come on, Hertzy. I'll give a shout-out to Mike Hertz on that. You get some new speakers for us to come out here next year if we're going to watch.
Saving on the sticks and gas. Get some speakers.
It's funny because I thought you were going to say the speakers were blocking the muffling the sound, or the yeah. banners were muffling the sound. There's so many of them up there.
AKA hey, Patrick Law.
Yeah. How about the Paradise Hill Hawks? They are champions of the Sask Alta Hockey League. The Rod Booten Memorial Trophy, which I think is brand new, is back in Paradise Hill. Relatively new looking trophy. Kind of an odd, long, weird looking trophy they're handing out there. Now I got to kind of a chuckle out of that, but doesn't matter what it looks like. The Paradise Hill Hawks are the champions. I believe game six, they got it done in Lashburn. Lane Young, I believe their best player and probably MVP of the league, scored the overtime winner. So yeah, congratulations to Paradise Hill Hawks, champions of the Sask Alta Hockey League.
Let's just run to the Coppell Valley Highway Hockey League, because we just got a final out there, and I was a little curious on this one. I know, Boz, we talked about it before the show, how the Lumsden Monarchs would react after a little bit of a drubbing in game two in Kenniston on Sunday night. Well, we got our answer. They showed up to play, and Belcaris was on the wrong end of it. It was, I think, 3-0 90 seconds in, and it was 6-2 after 6-0 at one point, and then 6-2 after one, 9-3 after two, and a 10-5 final for Lumsden to even that series at one apiece. They go back at it tomorrow night back in Lumsden.
And a fight. Bernhardt and Mike Eskra
Oh, really?
I love Esker. He's fun to watch. Good defenseman. I get a kick out of him. He's very engaged and yelling and screaming and stuff too. I like watching him. But Bernie's not afraid to chuck him either.
So I wonder when that fight happened, if that was the last 10 and both suspended for tomorrow night, or if it was three 10-minute third period.
You got to be smart about that, fellas. You know, if you're going to do it, you got to have a peak, right? You got to have a peak.
Yeah, sometimes emotions get the best of you. But yeah, nobody's curious.
Bernie's a hell of a hockey player. No one ever accused him of being the smartest when it comes to decisions like that. But
speaking of Mike Esker, I'll just give kidding. You, as we were watching the game in Keniston on Sunday night, my brother and I are standing there right by where they walk out, and we had our Nooner hat and Nooner toque on, and every time he walked by, boots on the ground, fellas. Every time we walk, he walked by us out in the ice every period. So shout out.
Yeah, fellas had boots. That's right. Yeah. Last league we need to talk about, the Sask East Hockey League. We kind of mentioned that some of the weapons from Rock City suiting up in Redvers potentially with the provincial run this weekend. But Rock City has been rock solid, dare I say. Kind of a cheesy cliche there, but they've got a chance to sweep the board in the championship. It looks like Friday night in Kenora. You know, it's going to be packed at the Kenora Civic Center. Some of the best Chinese in Saskatchewan, I was told on Twitter as well, a couple spots. But yeah, looking for the sweep, 6-3 and 7-2 respectively. So yeah, Rokenville 7-1 in playoffs, not a lot of close games. Was it always the Tigers here or what?
Rock City.
Yeah, it was, there was maybe a little bit of doubt in the early, but I think it's showing its true colors in the end here, fellas.
Yeah. So that series Friday night, like I mentioned, I believe if it does go game four, it would be Easter Sunday, 4:00. Hey, grandma, cancel dinner. We got a little,
we
gotta
go to Rokenville. Yeah.
Turn off the oven.
7 p.m. supper with grandma, or maybe one of those late early lunch, 1:00 meals before game four.
Is turkey a good pregame meal for you hockey fellas?
Probably not. I know. I usually have a nap after. Yeah,
extra gravy and homemade buns.
All right, fellas, and the last league, it just wrapped up as we chat here, an upset in the Sask West Hockey League in overtime. The Kindersley Clippers go into Wilkie, winner take all, trophies in the house, and win 2-1, outshot 51-22. And I know that the Sask West Hockey League hands out a MVP of the playoffs, which they haven't done yet because the game literally just ended, but it will and it should, and it has to be Logan Drackett, the goalie for Kindersley, who by all accounts totally won this series pretty much on his back.
So game four that Kindersley won, he faced 58 shots.
Wow.
And they win 3-2 in overtime on Sunday off the stick of Jesse Pocock. Gets the winner with 4:49 left in the first overtime. But yeah, so he faced 58 shots on Sunday in game four. And what'd you just say? 51
tonight.
Yeah.
110.
Goaltenders win you championships.
And games.
Or lose them for you.
Yeah.
So, you hate to place the blame on them, but you know, they're either a hero or sometimes just not that good, right?
Well, because Wilkie won game two and three, what, 8-1 and 7-2 or something? So I didn't
6-1 and 7-1.
Yeah.
And Kindersley won game four, 3-2 in overtime. Yeah. And then they win again tonight here, 2-1 in overtime. Whether I don't think you necessarily blame Wilkie's goalie. I mean, they scored 51 shots. They had one goal.
Yeah.
But the goaltending was the difference, and Drackett was the difference.
Yeah.
They got out goaltended, whether they're goal, you know what I mean? It was, he was the J.S. Jaguar of Sask West Hockey League playoffs. Sask West
playoffs. Yeah.
Congrats to them.
And I heard he was fantastic in provincials as well. Keniston threw everything they could at him, and he was out for a while this season as well. Injury, I assume, but Logan Drackett from Calgary, Alberta, is where he grew up anyway. I believe he played in the Alberta Junior Hockey League.
The NBA would call him.
Yeah, what do they call that? Load management.
Yeah, load management. Load management.
Former Calgary Canucks goalie, Logan Drackett, 26 years old. The difference, and the only team to double banner is the Keniston Blizzards, because Wilkie, not so much this year. So that shakes things up for sure. They'll have a chance to hang one in, obviously, Senior C Provincials. But that's our recap on the 13 leagues around the province and a couple more championships to go. Safe to say, other than the Coppell Valley, if it goes the distance, would go into next week. Everything else in the province would be wrapped up, I believe, should be wrapped up by Easter Sunday. Maybe not the Sask East if it goes the distance, but Rokenville would have to lose a couple as well. So yeah, not much hockey left here, fellas. Let's get into the top 10 General Well Servicing Day Group of Companies in Southeast Saskatchewan, Southwestern Manitoba. Some big time changes coming before we read this week's top 10. Really high and tight. Last week on the show, Keniston was one, Lumsden was two, Wilkie three, Redverse four, Kyle five, Macklin six, Mooseman seven, Wadena was eight, Kindersley was nine, and Audgie's boys, Rokenville, was 10. HMs this week.
I had to give a head shake, Boz, because a lot of that has shaken up when we get into it. But get into the HMs, the Hawks and the Hawks. Birch Hill and Paradise Hill. A couple shout-outs to those teams. League champs. Also, a
couple of hills, too.
Also a shout-out to the Cornac senior team, who I hear won the SAS Power Tournament this weekend. Kind of their only banner they're hanging this year. So bad word, they came into Regina and won the SAS Power Tournament. So congrats to them.
You got to work for the power, for the mother corp, to get in that tournament? Or
I think either you got to work, or you have to have, I think it's immediate family. So I imagine you're living down in Cornac, a wife, a cousin, an aunt, an uncle, or your sister that you married, probably working there. So you can probably play in the tourney.
Cool. Congratulations to the Cornac lineman out there. Number 10 this week from the Big Six. Still got a chance at a provincial title. Lost out in the league final. We're going to keep them in, even though, as Millsy said, they've lost about four in a row. The Redvers Rockets.
In at number 9, they are battling Wilkie in a provincial C title this weekend. From Kyle, Keith's boys, the Elks.
Number 8, Audgie's fellas from Rock City, the Tigers.
Big drop after they got dracketed. They got beat by Kindersley's goalie. Number 7, the Wilkie Outlaws. No double banner this time around.
In at number 6, they are the Long Lake Hockey League champions. The first championship in their town history. The Wadena Wildcats.
Number 5, the Rangers from Mooseman.
In at number 4, known for the big Bunnock tournament that goes on every summer. Legendary in those parts. The Macklin Mohawks haven't really been on our radar at all this season. Not much anyway. They are one win away from a provincial D final. They'll have a couple cracks this weekend. They're number 4.
And in at number 3, Boz just mentioned them. From Kindersley, they probably won't think of it as an upset, but some others will. The Clippers go into Wilkie tonight and upset in game 5 for a Sask West Hockey League championship. Congratulations to the Clippers.
All right, boys. A couple things aren't changed in the top 10. We'll say that. Number 2, all the way from Kokomo, the Beach Boys from Lumsden.
Was absolutely ready to drop them big time after the loss in provincials. I thought they were going to lay an egg opposite hammered Belcaris in game 2. So sticking around. The number 1 Cedar hockey team in the province. Double banners, Grandma Blizz, the Cousins, the U of S Pipeline, Bembe's boys, the Blizz, Keniston, the number 1 team in the province. No doubt about it at this point. It's totally undisputed. It was always the Blizz. Congratulations to them. They're not moving this year at all. That'll do it, boys. Chances are we might have one more of these when things kind of just wrap up and we put a bow on everything after this weekend. I think we'll maybe have one more top 10, and that will be off season for Millsy. He'll be playing slow pitch and whatever else he does in his white fastball. Sunglasses.
Fastball.
Yeah.
You gotta maybe start a fastball pod. Hey, nice summer, little summer action on the diamond. Some live interviews. We'll lend you the Herbie Tarlick. You can take her out there and get some interviews.
What would be a good name for a fastball podcast?
Yeah.
What's a fastball saying?
What's a fastball term? Sliders.
No. The riser.
The riser. Give him the heater.
There you go. Right on, fellas. Thanks for appreciate it. Have a good week, everybody. Take care.